Okay, Reshin Aleph, last we learned with Sif Hei, we talked about an endowment at the end of the last year, the Rabbi Kiv Eger, and the idea that a person is obligated to follow the instructions of somebody who leaves an endowment. Somebody who puts down money with specific instructions has that kayach that the person has to follow the instructions. That's what we learned in the Maritz. It's the first one that talks about an endowment. Kiv Eger here brings it, and as I said at the outset, I don't know anybody who argues that it is so. I did mention to you that in the Mishnah Eliyahu, he brings from the Chafetz Chaim that somebody wanted to leave an endowment to yeshiva, and the Chafetz Chaim was opposed to it. He said, give tzedakah to the yeshiva, and what will be in the future, the Rebbeinu Shalom will worry about. Now, whether the Chafetz Chaim meant that as a din, or as advice, or somehow Baruch HaKadosh seeing the Holocaust on the horizon, he realized that no endowment in Europe would last, would survive, and no one knows. But it's clear from the Rebbe Kiv Eger, the Maritz, and those who bring this, that it's certainly mutter to leave an endowment. The question that I had, and the yeshiva, we argued about this, is whether a person can use miser money and leave it as an endowment. What I mean to say is this. Let's say somebody, an average fellow, comes in at one shot to a large amount of money. So he has an opportunity, he has to give miser. So he's got a large amount of money to put away for miser, to put away to tzedakah. So he decides to leave an endowment. Can that endowment be the miser money that he has? What's your feeling? Could you give miser money to set up an endowment? He won $10 million. He's got $1 million. We're going to put $1 million. So he's taking $1 million. He's setting up an endowment, which is a fund. And he's giving it to Yeshiva Tar V'Das, and he's telling them, you have to follow his instructions. He's saying, I don't want you to touch the $1 million I want should last, as people say, forever. Right? I want it to always stay $1 million. Any interest you make, any profit you make on the million, use for your yeshiva. And the million, I want it to stay forever until Mashiach will come, I'll have this list. He has no new control. He has a lot of control. Because his original instructions outlive him. Right, even after he dies, his children don't take over the endowment. The original instructions of the endowment carry. They carry through. What?
So that's the
argument. You're saying it's the yeshivas. Since the yeshivas, he gave it to tzedakah. Yeshivas again.
No, if he said after 20 years and go to the yeshiva, then there should be no problem.
No,
what?
You want to say
he has the Teves Hanoah. Does Teves Hanoah include the right to say it'll never be used? The Karen will never be used by the tzedakah? $1 million will never be. It's used by the yeshiva to earn income, but it's not used itself by the yeshiva.
Now what?
If someone donates money for a building, you say, if the building closes because my private property, that's no good. If you say it's like tzedakah, but I have a right to decide who gets it next, so they have no problem because the entire money is going to tzedakah. And he retains the Teves Hanoah. If this yeshiva doesn't need it, I'll decide where it goes next. But it's interesting. The Chafetz Chaim and Avos Chesed says that you could use the Maisa money for Gemach as a third. He suggests a third of a person's money you should set up a Gemach until there's enough money in the Gemach to make loans and then give it all to Tzedakah. But you see, by a Gemach, the money is used constantly. Aniyim, or people in need, are using the money and then replacing it. Here, it depends if you look at it that $1 million is being used by tzedakah to earn income, or the money is frozen. $1 million is frozen, only interest is used by the tzedakah. Now,
if you lend money,
the Chafetz Chaim writes and Avos Chesed, setting up a gemach. In other words, just let anybody wants, you get it back, it's your money, that's not tzedakah.
Oh.
But setting up a gemach, setting aside money for loans, is as good as setting up money for so that's a separate silliness. People set up endowments would be wise to set up their own foundation so that they're protected from the liability of the yeshiva. That's true. It's just a wise thing to do. But aside from that, a trust or a separate charitable name for it. But however one does that, if you set up a trust, you don't have the charitable contribution that you want. So you set up a separate charitable contribution. But this is the issue. I don't know. Therefore, so at that time it might become tzedakah. That's the question. The question is if at that time it's tzedakah. So it depends on how you look at it. In yeshiva, we argued about it. Remember, Mecham Rusa felt very strongly that's not tzedakah. That's not tzedakah. You're holding on to the money and you're giving the profit from the money to tzedakah. You're not giving it. On the other hand, we can argue, I'm giving it to tzedakah, but the tzedakah is... I'm limiting the way that tzedakah could use it. They can only use it to earn income. So I'm not sure what the psak is. In the case of a gemach, each dollar is being used. Poor people are using it. Here, the dollar is sitting in a frozen state. It's actually earning income, but it's invested. It's in an account which is invested. In gemach takes it back. But there you have to create the gemach tzedakah, the tzedakah called gemach. And once you have it in that tzedakah called gemach, when it goes back, it'll go back to you. It goes back to that tzedakah. A trust for who? A tzedakah trust. So if a person has his own tzedakah trust that he controls, it's designated for tzedakah. It's not tzedakah yet. It's not tzedakah until he gives it out. Right? It belongs to the trust. It doesn't belong to tzedakah. Someone sets up a charity and puts the money in there. Well, depends if it's really a charity. This is the issue. It's not clear to me. I don't have a clear psak on the matter.
The fact that it may be incentive for other people to give by knowing that there is that endowment, so therefore the endowment can grow and know there's an endowment, so therefore there is a benefit to the yeshiva also.
Would the yeshiva spend $1 million creating incentives for others to do endowments?
Now they know that it's there. So
right, these are all part of the question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the halacha is. What?
When
future people
contribute to the endowment, the same
shaila. Well, future people have the same shaila. Okay, I don't know. I'm looking forward to the day I'll have $1 million to give to an endowment and worry about it then. But okay, so we learned through again. Reish and Aleph is the Seder Kedima of Tzedakah. I'll go through a number of halachas. As I said, Hilchot Tzedakah has klolim, and then a series of short halachas. Klolim and a series of short halachas. So you run into some of the shorter halachas. Sif Vav is Yiyu Aniyim B'nei Beisecha. Aniyim should be B'nei Beisecha. What the Shulchan Aruch is saying is, don't think that it's good enough just to give away money. And when you give away money, so you satisfy the Rabbi Nishalim with that. The Gemara says, Gemach B'gufay is greater than Chesed B'mamaynai. That person B'gufay also should try to have Aniyim B'nei Beisecha. Shach Yud reads, Shach Yud Yu Pirish Aramba Perik Yud Milch Zabat Nesadim Di Yuzayim Vator Hainu De Mitzvah She Yu B'nei Beisai Ha Aniyim V'yisayimim That Aniyim V'yisayim should come to your house and Mutim L'shtamish Bahen V'yishtamish Ba'avadim. Now what he's saying here is, if you need a worker in your house, you need somebody, you need a waiter for a simcha, whatever it is you need, a person should try to go out and give the business to Aniyim. Try to give Aniyim the business rather than to hire a professional waiter. Even though a professional waiter might be better, but give him the business. Let him be. See, he's translating B'nei Beisecha. The Rambam is saying doesn't just mean have him over at your house and let them eat in your house. It means when you need help, you need work to be done, try to hire them even. So people ask about this. If I go I know somebody's struggling for an also, I want to give him business. Is that tzedakah? So I would think the amount that you can get this for, whatever the market value is, that's not tzedakah. Right? So you, let's say someone is standing outside the shul selling umbrellas. So if you give him $5, you get a $5 umbrella, so your net worth stayed the same. You had $5, you got a $5 umbrella. But if you sell your $5 umbrellas for $10, and you know you can get it, you know he went to Amazing Savings, bought it for $5, he's standing in front of the shul selling it for $10, so you could go and get it for $5. But because he's an ani, you're going to give him $10, so the extra $5 is tzedakah. I think many years ago, I asked Rav Palm, there was a grocery, if you remember, on the corner of, on the triangular corner of King's Highway and Ocean Avenue. And the fellow who ran it passed away. His almana and the two daughters tried to run the grocery. It's very difficult. Difficult in any environment to run such a business. So I was trying to get people to buy there. And Rav Palm said that whatever you're paying extra because you're going to them, that you can count as ma'aseh money. So I'm not sure if he means the avodim in the sense of a never Kanani. I'm not sure. I think what he means is you should hire them better than somebody else. That's the biggest level of tzedakah, is giving someone money to be able to earn his own income. And that's only tzedakah, you're giving him something he needs.
This is a reach, but the Rav said over a Noam Elimelech about how in his tzedakah he didn't want any of his children to be rich. Right?
Right.
So when it says, you are need b'nei beis, what could it possibly mean that your kids should be
not rich? He didn't say adihim. He didn't say adihim, but... It's true. The Noam Elimelech wrote that in his tzedakah, none of his zedekah should be wealthy. So as far as I know, it's Mekuyim. What? I always tell the story with the fellow took the Eidekel of the Noam Elimelech. Let's hear the neighborhood. He told me I could tell over the story, just leave his name out. But they take this first print of the Noam Elimelech to everything they do, to brisin, to chuppis, that's the good luck charm of the family. And he's a lawyer, he's in litigation, and he had a decision where he's going to make a lot of money. He told me on Matzah Shabbos, pray for me. I have this judge is making the decision on Monday. So he came back. In the old building. He davened only Shabbos says. So he came back the next Shabbos. I saw in his face. He didn't become a millionaire that week. So he says, he goes like this. You know, I got zero. But he says, but I have a great story for you. And he tells me that he took the Noam Elimelech along to court that day, to be his good luck charm, and the judge gave them nothing. And he called his father, who's big Talmid Chacham. He told his father, Daddy, Noam Elimelech doesn't work. So he said to him, did you ever read the Noam Elimelech? He said, no. He says in his tzavah, he writes, none of his eidekel should be wealthy people. That's his tzavah. So it worked. So it worked, you know. So you should give it to the other side. What? You and the Ibn Secha means that you should have Aniyim come and eat in your home. That's what it means. Yeah, look at the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. You look at Pirkei Avos.
You give money to Yeshiva for a scholarship fund, so that's not a time of cleric that you give to Aniyim.
Yes, you have both.
Yeah.
You have both. Because most of the scholarship funds in the Yeshiva, it's not really true the way they advertise. Take kids out of public school and put them in Yeshiva. By and large, if the child will get into yeshiva, he'll get into yeshiva. If not, he won't.
No, I'm talking but about
the scholarship also, I mean, if someone's poor, yeshivas don't throw a boy out of yeshiva. Mm-hmm. You know, the most, when you hear that they sent a letter, don't send your child to school. You know, people who have fur coats and go to Florida, so they're tough with them. Somebody, I know in Tarvadas, people come and they tell them, you know, I lost my job. And they, not only did they say they suspend their tuition payments, they raise money to help them pay their grocery bills. Like the yeshiva takes a loss on it. It's not really true. Okay, it's Chazakas Torah because the yeshiva would take the child without the money. That's why it's Chazakas Torah. All right, Siv Zayin. sort of starts a new set, which creates an issue in the achrayim. Chayiv lahagdim lahachal ha'raev. Ra'ev is it? Ha'raev. Melechasis ha'orim. A person who has two needy people before him. One needs food and one needs clothing. So we have a klal that food, which is physical tsar, has kedima to clothing, which is busha, which is not having proper clothing is a busha. It is an interesting issue, not in the tzedakah, but a general issue as to what's worse, physical pain or shame. What's worse, pain or shame? So they ask it, usually the discussion starts with a contradiction. Here it says food is more important than clothing, which seems to say that pain is more important than shame. And the Gemara Sanhedrin, remember which Gemara? Says when you give skila to a woman, the Gemara is a shayla, should you cover her? And the Gemara says she'll die, it cushions the blow, she'll have more pain. Or should she not be dressed and there'll be busha? So the Gemara says, better cover her because the bush of someone's going to die momentarily. He's getting skila. So it seems to be something of a contradiction. I don't remember the answers. But anyway, we have here a new rule in Seder Kedima. So we're going to have here three sifim of rules. And what everybody is struggling with is, what's going on here? In Sif Gimel, you gave me rules. Karav Kaidim, Yashvir Yisrael, Kaidim Yashvir Chutzlaret. You gave me a set of rules, Ani Yircha, Kaidim Yashvir Acheres. So it's a nice set of rules, Sif Gimel. Then we turn the page, so Zayin Ches Tes, a new set of rules. Now if you have two rules of Kedima, you have to combine them and see how it works. Here it seems to say that Nechitzus is a criteria. Need is a criteria. Need for food is greater than need for clothing, so therefore need is a criteria. There it said who the person is. Is a criteria. But that's the question. So let's see Sifches as well, and then we'll talk about it. Ishvi Isha Shabo Lishol, a man and a woman who came to ask for tzedakah. Masay. Let's say they both want food. Magdim and Isha Leish. A woman has precedence to a man. Chenabo Lishol Ksus. If they both ask for Ksus. To get married, generally a woman has kedima for a man if their needs are equal needs. So that's the klal here. Now the question is why? What's the lumdis? Why is a woman before a man? So Shach Yud Beis explains, and it creates a whole new rule. Shach Yud Beis says, a man is more comfortable being mazar al psachim, asking than a woman. It's not the covet of a woman to go to door to door. So here we have a new rule. The rule is ishas kaidim leish. But the amkus of the rule is somebody who doesn't ask, who is ashamed to go around collecting, is kedima to someone who does. So there are people who do go around collecting, and there are needy people in every community. It's a busha for them to go around collecting. So it says here in Halacha that there's kedima to the one, to the woman, as opposed to the man. Now, how does this fit with the issue of karav kaidim? If you have a isha, it's not a kriva, and the issue is a karav, how do the two sidre kadima work out? So we have here it appears to be a disagreement among the paiskim.
Did we say this is really they're all equal, men and women, and
they're equal in need? In other words, both are food, or both are clothing, or both are wedding. Yeah, but what about if you have a man who's a kariv and a woman who's not a kariv? Or there's one more sif. Sif Tes says the Talmud Chacham goes first. Same shaila. Does the Talmud Chacham go first to someone? Does it mean the Talmud Chacham and Amar are both kariv and both not kariv? Or does it trump the previous seder of kedima?
So,
Right, you have a child, and the Talmud Chacham was not a child.
No, a child, some child is before Isha.
The child comes before Isha, same, right, same shadow. How does it work?
The first rules came first, or I'm not telling you that could be.
The first rules came first, so maybe that should be, okay, it's a nice raya. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the previous page says, actually based on a shach, Tzorach Ladim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Asif Gimel. We'll have it later in Shaf Yud Zayin, which is a little more, which are longer here, it's easier. That's the first Kedima is first. And then within that, you have the second Seder of Kedima, so that if you have people in your city who need ksus, and people in another city who have who need food, then the Ayircha have Kedima. That's Rabbi Kivega Shita, and the Chacham Tzvi Shita. However, the Chassam Sofer, the Tshuvas in Mereish Lamed Daled, the Tshuvas written to Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Magalias, and the two of them seem to agree differently, that the Chitzus has Kedima. I have a quote from the Tzava of the Chayi Adam. The Chayi Adam wrote in his Tzava about how to give out tzedakah. He writes, HaKarav Karav Kaidim, Umishahu Yaiserani V'yaiser B'daychek, somebody who's poorer has greater need, Afshehu Rachayk, even though he's not a relative, Hu Kaidim Afilu L'Karav She'enai Tzarech Kolkach. So he says the other way. He says that need has kedima to krivim. He adds, "Al kapanim lehitein hakayil lekrivim, mechza titein lekrivim, umechza lerchaykim." The Chayyadim Sava. I mentioned to you last week that there's a difference of opinion. What struck me is that I told you that the Shach, the Gra seem to say karv karv kaidim is all your money. Right, the Gra there said, if you have leftovers, the Gra and Dalin said, you give your Kriven. If you have leftovers, you give others. So the Gra Dalin and the Shach later, Resh and Zion, seem to say that Karav Karav Kaidim is all your money. And I mentioned that Achrayim, like the Aruch HaShulchan and Ramesha and Nigris Meisha, say disagree. So have you also the Chayyadam, who's earlier than them. So the Chayyadam says this, the he had two things he says. Again, what we're learning today, he says that Mishu Yaisa Ani V'Yaisa B'Daychik Avshu Rachik Hu Kaidim Afil L'Karev Shein Tzara Kol Kach. And then he says Al-Kaponim Le'Titein, because he's writing to his wife, Le'Titein HaKal L'Krivim Rachmetzah Titein L'Krivim Metzah L'Rachikim. So he says split it. Do half to that and half to that. So that's my understanding. If I'm, it's my understanding. The Seder and the Chitzos is what they're talking about. Excuse me. So then this rule comes first. Not like Rabbi Kiva Eger and the those Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chacham Tzvi say that Krarev comes first, and this Chayyadim and some Seifers seem to say that the Chitzos comes first. There could be cases where clothing is not for shame, where clothing is for pain. My assumption is that it says. I'm picturing the 20th century or 21st century. There were centuries where somebody is freezing. I don't know. I'm not sure where that fits. If that's included in our room, or that's Tzara Guf, and that's different. So we had last week that it goes to say the Yerusha. Whoever inherits first, even though really a child inherits before a father, it said a father's first, that's probably the fee of to have it a father. But otherwise, it goes in the Seder Yerusha. I think Shlomo Eger brought such a.
Can I just go back a minute? We said about Sidney's Akib Eger here, someone makes it in Nossam Hittish Job, the man Sachi Dua, she had Ken Roydon Kayamas.
That's how I got into the downward discussion. The second
thing. He says that even it doesn't use the whole thing.
That's how I got into it, right? That's the merit, right?
I think we spoke about that. What's the back like up? It means you have to give all the money to the Yisraeli, no money to the
No, so that's what I'm saying. That from the Gra, it sounds like say the Kedimi give everything. The Ramayshan, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chayodam, the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you're going to give only Krivim, then only Aniyim who have rich relatives are going to get money, and everybody else will be left penniless. So the Gra and the Shach seem to say give it all. But all the Pesachim Achrayim disagree, so it's hard to know. You know, you put the Shach and the Gra on one side, the Chayodam, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ramayshan on the other side, you know, they can't outweigh a Shach and a Gra. But they saw the Shach and the Gra. We go Basav the Halacha Basav Basrai. I don't know if I would show Ramayshah the Gra, you probably would have told me of Shach.
Maybe it depends if there's a Kupa or not. There's a Kupa, then there's another way of getting.
Someone mentioned this last week. That maybe in a city where there's a Kupa, they have a way of getting. But nowadays, it could be as different. Okay. Ramayshah
gave us the Sanchez Tower
with the wife? I don't recall. Okay, let's move on to Siftes. Siftes, how you'll find of Adim Harbe. The aim be kiss lafarnes, I lachasais, I liftais as kula. You have here a Seder Kadima, clearly it's talking about the Gabbai Tzedakah. So this is where Ramesha writes that if it's your money, you have to have a sana, you choose who you want. The Gabbai has to follow rules. So listen to these rules. You're not going to like it, but this comes from Masechtas Harias, the end of Harias. Gives us Seder Kadima. So Magdim Akoyin Lelevi. Valevi LeYisrael. Akoyin goes first. Lelevi goes second. HaYisrael LeCholol. HaCholol LeShtuki. Shtuki LaSufi. Now these are names you may be familiar with. Right? A Shtuki is someone who doesn't know who his father is. He's born to an unwed mother. And a Sufi, Shtuki, right? Don't be quiet. Don't ask who your father is. A Sufi is someone they gathered in from the street, an abandoned baby in a city that's at least 50% Jews. A Sufi lamamzer. A mamzer le nesin. Nesin le ger. A ger le eved mishukhrer. That's the order of Yichus. So a chiddush, the order of Yichus has to do with the order of Tzedakah. That's all if they're equal in Chachma. Aval imhaya mamzet tamid chacham v'kayin gadol amaretz mamzet tamid chacham kaidim. He says here that a tamid chacham has kedima to a non tamid chacham, to an amaretz. V'afilu tamid chacham lechasis amaretz lachiyos veishus chavik kachaver. Even chacham for clothing, amaris lahachyos doesn't mean save his life; it means food. So the tabach chacham is first. Veishes chavik kachaver. V'chalad gadol b'chachma kaidim lachaver. Very hard line. Anybody who's gadol b'chachma, I don't know what that means. If he knows one more halacha, so we'll see in a minute. The Gra how he learns gadol b'chachma. V'mhaya echameyam rabbi ayaviv. If they're both Tamidei Chachamim, so you give Kedima to Rabbi or to Aviv over the other Tamidei Chacham.
What do you mean by Ger?
Ger.
Someone's really inferred. Why is he so far down the list?
Why is he down the list? He's going the order of Yichus. We're going the Seder of Yichus is the Seder of Kedima that the Kupa gives out at Tzedakah. What? Because Americans don't go for this. If Tamid Chacham is first, at least you did it. But it's an accident of birth. A person's a cholol. He didn't marry a... His father's a kohen who married a grusha. He is a cholol through no fault of his own. I think a mamzer is a frumi yid and follows the halacha is a ben olam haba. I mean, unfortunately, I bumped into people like that, the biggest tanya sir by Nishal Olam. They didn't do anything wrong. They were born into a world and after Misagir, yeah. 36 times it mentions so I would think you should have Kedima. I think the question is a good question. It's a fair question, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're allowed to raise money for them. The question is the kupa tzedakah. That's not the job of the gabbai tzedakah. Gabbai tzedakah has to do tzedakah. Nice job to take it up. You should do it.
What?
Anachla. This is not Seder Anachla, really. This is the Seder of Yichus, the Nasar Yosef. Seder of Yichus, that's the order. No, they come to the Kupa. That's why it starts over for them. They come to you. That's the Lashon. A mag, Bein Bikis. I mean, Kis can mean the Yachid also. Okay, that's right. That's right. Now here. So here we touch on a tricky question, and that is, what constitutes a bigger Talmud Chacham and a smaller Talmud Chacham? So Reb Chaim Knievsky in his Derech Amuna says that a baki is before a charif. Someone has bekiyas, he says it's a gra. The gra, when it says here in Shulchan Aruch, Chacham. Hagadol b'chachma kaidol b'chavei, right? So somebody is a bigger, why isn't bigger chacham? He's, you know what, give him a fair, you know, what does it mean? So the gra brings four words. He brings sadron kaima lepalpalon. Someone who has a b'shnayis b'sudarais, who has b'kiyas, is before him a falpel. Before the gra yudches. Yusham, Tanya. Hasadron kaidol lepalpalon. Sadron is a baki, someone has everything misud in front of him, and is kaidir to a palpula. So he says that knowing more is more. Now in Simon Reish Mem Gimel, which you don't have in your photostats, but which Mark has in his Sefer, and it's after Reish Mem Beis, and before Reish Mem Dalet, in Simon Reish Mem Gimel, it talks here about a very explosive topic. The Shaila is whether... actually, before I turn to Reish Gimel, we should look here at Shachta Zayin. Whether Bizman Azeh, we have Talmidei Chachamim. What they're saying, Ein Talmid Chacham, Bizman Azeh, comes from a Shaila in Hilchis Busha, in Hilchis Nezikin. The halacha is, if someone's Mevayish someone, he has to pay Baishas. How much Baishas? So it says, the Lashon is the Litra de Dava. Certain Busha, you have to pay a lot of money. For a Talmid Chacham, you have to pay litra de dav, a lot of money. The Gra, the Shach Tezayin says, Nira, Tehainu Medina, Avav Bizman Hazeh, Shei Talmid Chachamim, Afilu Linyin litra de dav, Kalel Reshem Gimel Sev Zayin, this will go back to Reshem Gimel momentarily, Kosh Kei Dein Lichais Pekuach Nefesh Mepanav, you shouldn't be Deich as someone who has Pekuach Nefashis, and it doesn't mean he's about to die, but it means he needs to be fed, for a Talmid Chacham, Avav Leikish Lachaseis, Yishalach, Yosei Yipcha. So the Gra, the Shach, questions whether for these dinim we have Talmidei Chacham Bizman Hazeh. The Pesachei Tshuva Zayin brings Chalkim, the Chafetz Chaim and Avos Chesed apparently argues. He says Bizman Hazeh, Talmid Chacham Kaidim. And back, Reish Mem Gimel, there is a description of a Talmid Chacham. Description of Talmid Chacham requires, and I'm reading actually from Siv Beis, there has to be Torah Sayyum Nasai. He's a tremendous Talmid Chacham, but he's a businessman. He works, and on the side, he's a tremendous Talmid Chacham. He's a genius, so he learned 30 years before he went to work. It says, Davka Talmidei Chachamim, She Torah Sayyum Nasan, Alain Torah Sayyum Nasan, but if it's not Torah Sayyum Nasai, so then he's chayv. He's talking about those who are exempt from the Maso Ir, because the Talmidei Chacham and Tzrichin Shmira. So it says that Davka Terasa Yim Nasai Miyum Yeshle Ma'at Umnis Eman Maso Matin Lisparnis by Kedei Chaya V'Laylis Asher B'Choshosh U'Padim Yasak V'Chayza Divrei Taira Nikra Terasa Yim Nasai. I mentioned many times the Chayyadam's incredible Agdama to Chayyadam. He writes, someone will say, a businessman like me, how could I write a Sefer Halacha? He had an iron smelting company. So how could I do it? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my witness. I mean, it's strong Lashon. Shem is my witness. He says, there was never a moment I was in the business and I wasn't thinking Divrei Torah. Not when I had a free moment. He says, there wasn't a moment when I was in the business and I wasn't thinking Divrei Torah. Now the follow-up to that is that afterwards his business failed. And he didn't have any money. He ended up, he had to take money to be a dayan. So everyone assumes there's a connection. You know, every time it was his business, he was thinking learning. So, you know, so his business fails. I'm not sure about that. But the Ramah says, what's a Talmud Chacham? This was Negeya.
Which Ramah we
doing? In Reish Mem Gimel Sif Beis, which is right before Sif, right? There are two Ramahs, the one that's right before Sif Gimel. He says the Talmud Chacham, Ein Chiluk Bein Shu Teifis Yeshiva Eloi. It doesn't matter whether he has a position on that. Ratshu Muzik the Talmud Chacham B'Daira, Sheyedea Lisa V'Litin B'Taira, and Maven B'Daitai B'Roiv M'Kaimes HaTalmud U'Pirushav U'Piskei HaGa'ayin. So we say in Talmud Chacham B'Zman HaZeh. So to be a Talmud Chacham, he has to be someone who's Maven M'Daitai B'Roiv M'Kaimes B'Talmud. That means without the art scroll. You know, you open up in Shas, so he doesn't have to be able to answer, you know, the Shmaitz's cash on it, but he has to be able to start your point to the sugya. He has to be able to talk to you with the sugya. He doesn't say whole shas; just rife shas is good enough. V'terasim nasai, va'af al gav says the Rama. Deiba dereinu ashav chacham liinu shiyinu like litra dedava imavayshay. Even though nowadays we don't have that level talmud chacham of the time of the Gemara of litra dedava. So he says that even though today we don't have that level of Talmud Chacham, we do have such a level of Talmud Chacham. So when the Shach says the Adol Talmid Chachamim is manazeh, and then he says, look in Reish Mem Gimel, again it says in our Prince of Zion, this is, what does it say by you, Rabbi Yosef, in the Shach Ter Zion? By us in Shach Ter Zayin. It says, I am Sibir Reish Mem Gimel, Sif. It says, by us, Sif Zayin. The new prayer also says Sif Zayin. So, in Sif Zayin, it repeats it. Right? In Sif Zayin, it does, it's the Ramah says, Ein Din Tam Chom Zayin Zayin Linyin Shita Layam Avayish Litra Dadava. So it is brought that din. And it's true. I don't know why he would say Chetetzu. It's a din he brought. Sivbeis would seem to be a more appropriate Ramah, where he says we are, even though we have no Lichud Dava, still Tamachachem b'makayim b'dayre is a Tamachach. Okay, so this you take it as you wish. The level of Tamachachem. What? Yeah, it's an old question. When you can make the bracha, shechalak mechachmasai. So. I mentioned that someone asked Rav Moshe if you can make Shacholot Mechachmasai Lireyav when you see him. So Rav Moshe's response was, you should ask about Rav Yaakov and the Satmar Rav. That was his answer. And someone asked Rav Chaim Knievsky if you make the bracha. He said, you should ask about my Shver. Someone asked Rav Yashav if you make the bracha on him. He said, yes. Rav Yashav, he asked him, he answers you, you know, he doesn't know anything. He said, do you make a bracha? He said, yes. I would not want to be in the business of deciding which Talmud Chacham is learning Lishma and which is Shalai Lishma. It's a very hard business, especially given the fact that the Avnei Nezer's rule that someone who learns because he has a geshmak in learning, that's Lishma. So it's very hard to. Egle Tal is definitely not the same person. Yeah. So, all right. So that's a little bit of a hard thing. I'd like to finish these short halachas because there's some more primary. Every halach is primary, but. Sif Yud, important din. Mishabamar Bava Amar Hechiluni, Ein Baikin Achrab. someone that says he needs money for food, don't start questioning him. Imuramai, ela machila noise miyad, you give him to eat. Hayu orim above armor kisuni, by kenachrav imuramai, v'makir noise mechasa noise miyad. There is a halacha, which today people are not zoyerin, to check into the whether an ani is truly an ani. Some of it is hard to check. They have now these letters, which at least is a hatzolah porter. You know, they have these letters from certain tzedakis that that give them out. It's good.
Rav, somebody came to my house. I normally don't ask for hamotzah. I ask for hamotzah. Yeah. He gives it to me. He says, but it's not worth anything.
He said to you, is that worth
it? Don't check anything. He said he gave me one from Bergenfield and Teaneck. He says, there they called up my rabbi, they called to check. The other someone one, they just pay some money and just give
it. Oh, you pay money for it.
You pay money
if you pay
it,
money for it.
Just for the lamination.
Okay. Okay.
He told me, this is what he said. He says, take it, but it's worth it.
Okay.
What's the chiddush?
I gave him. I ended up giving him. What's the chiddush? Bekiri b'chasnei semiyad. It's a lashon gemara, so I don't know.
You gave him a quarter.
I went on. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a good question.
A
sifir aleph. Rebbe shayim itzar shenosam pitei la'amaretz. The Gemara says that Rebbe had tzar because he gave his food to an Amoret. It's interesting Gemara in Bava Basra, I think, that he had tzar he gave to an Amoret. The person revealed he was a Talmud Chacham. But he didn't want to be Mishtamish Bekaradim. He didn't want to say he's a Talmud Chacham. So Rebbe had mishtamish to reveal Amoret, which is a tzura. So were hungry years. By giving food to an Amoret, there would not be an adequate supply for Talmidei Chachamim. Even Amoret, you have to feed. You have to feed our amoretz too. Aval in balafaneinu meisparav. But if he came in front of us, chayvach yosei aval in balafaneinu meisparav. Chayel chayosei apishu safik im yeslo tamachachem achakach. But sakana comes first. What's the chiddush? Okay. So we'll have to talk about that. I want to talk about it at the end of the simon. So again, Amoretz, you have to feed Amoretz too, just the Tamachachim. Remember, Nixon, you remember when Nixon nominated somebody for the Supreme Court, and he was a person of no special stature, so there was one of the senators had a great line. He said, it may be true that he's mediocre, but mediocrity deserves representation as well. That was his line, remember. So, Amoretz, you have to feed also, you know, you also... He's not Lafanov. There'll be time. I wanted to talk about this Lafanov business, what it means. If I have time, I want to talk about it. There seems to be a difference of opinion as to what the Lafanov means. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's again, I would like to finish the simin, and there's an important point to get to. Yisif Yud Bey, Shtei Anim, Shechayav Lein Tzedakah, Yachu Kalechem in Lein Tzedakah Shalei Lechaverei. They could trade Tzedakah. Obviously, they can make it a condition that if I give you, you give me, that's nothing. But they can give each other Tzedakah, V'dafka Tzedakah. Chayav and Kalechem, Knas, the Tzedakah, Shavu, Leze, Dover. If there's a knas, the aknasis bismanas also sometimes for one reason or another, the aknasis very often hechsherim when something happens that not enough reason to drop a hechsher, but breaking of a rule, the practice is to make a knas. If you make a knas, you give the money to the hechsher, they scream foul. So the practice is to make a knas that goes to tzedakah. And that knas, there's no tevis hana. You just have to give away. Yud gimel tzibur shetzrichan liska rab ishliach tzibur. Who? What? The knas is not ma'isim. That's not a knas, right? Tzibur shetzrichan liska rab ishliach tzibur. Beitzipuk biyadam liten lishneim. The tzibur has to hire a rav and a chazan. What's more important, a rav or a chazan? Imu rav muviku baki bahi rais ubedinim. If he's a rav, then he'll be able to paskin for you who kaidim. So the community needs it. V'mlav shliach tzibur kaidim. Vein lefarnes harav shabir mikishel. Why is I the Rav? Vein lefarnes harav shabir mikishel tzedaka. You don't hire the Rav in the city from tzedaka money. Can I ulay gam neir? But listen to what he says. Elu yas leisipu b'mokim acher. In other words, it doesn't mean that you can't give your ma'isa money, your tzedakah money, towards the support. It just means that you don't give a check from the kishal tzedakah to support. Yudalid, yachal l'shanais, afilu mitalmatayra, v'tzayra shloishim pshitim lehegmain. Shloishim pshitim lehegmain is a reference to a knas. It was a regular practice in countries. Baruch Hashem was spoiled in our day and age where if a guy screams a dirty word out the window, so we feel bad. The Jews routinely lived in very anti-Semitic environments, and there was a knas on the Jews of the city to come up with, in this case, Shloshim Pshutim Lehegmain. So you're allowed to take money, tzedakah money, even if it's designated for Talmud Torah, for the tzairach of Shloshim Pshutim Lehegmain, the Choshana, if you don't satisfy him, the government will indiscriminately come and make trouble. And therefore, you're allowed to take money, that tzedakah money, and use it for that type of a thing. And here, you come to a very important and difficult issue. Money that's for inyanim of sakaras nefashis. Let's say during the Holocaust, let's say it was possible to give money and save lives. Or nowadays, let's say they're going around to collect money, and let's say it is something that could save a life. What is the obligation of an individual? We have a rule, pekuach nefashis goes first. You have to sell your house to give money to save someone's life. Until what point does it go, this obligation, the obligation to save someone's life? Rav Zilberstein in his Shiurim LeRaifim has a shaila. He says a couple asked him. They had a baby, a damaged child, Le'aleinu. And if they raise a Hein Rav for surgery, the baby has a 5% chance of survival. There's a 5 to 10% chance of survival. They have to sell their house, give away all the money that they saved, raise money from all around, and with that they'll do surgery and the baby will have a 5 to 10% chance of survival. The shaila was, forgetting about what the heart tells you, it's a separate issue, but what's the din? What's the halacha? When it comes to pekuach nefashis, what is the halacha? How much money is the person obligated to give? If they come around, let's say it's true they are cases of pekuach nefashis. When they are cases of pekuach nefashis, the charlatans are the first one to jump on the bandwagon and raise money, which you have to make sure that it's authentic, that it's correct. But assuming you have a case where you can give money, how much money does a person have to give? He has to empty out his bank account for pekuach nefashis. So here, there seems to be a difference of opinion. We have to try to find, as much as we can, some understanding of the dispute. I have in front of me the Hamik Shaila, which is the Netziv's peerage on the Shiltis. The Netziv asks a stira from the Shiltis in one parasha, Shiltis in another parasha. That's where he's coming from. Where he's coming from is not my point, but his teretz. He says the following: Shom Mayri. In one place, the Shiltis is talking about mitzvah tzedakah, ashiyach salai. You have to give someone what he's missing. Tzedakah you give up to a chaymish. I'm supposed to give more than a chaymish. V'halcha ma'iri, and here in the other shultis is talking, v'pekuach nefesh. V'shabachi higdim shechayv l'rachim ha'chaveirov ad kedei chayav. He says you have to give away everything. You have to give away, if it's pekuach nefashis, that's not tzedakah. If it's pekuach nefashis, you have to give away ad kedei chayav until a person doesn't have what to live on. Until he has what to live on. So that's in the Tziv's Svar. Tzarchian. The Pesha Mishnais, the Rambam, Peya Perek Alev Kosav, Shemizdamin lo adam pidyin shvuyim. Oy lachasi sarim lahachal rav, akadesh yachsalai, tzarech litein ad chaymesh minachasav. O bishlam akadesh yachsalai nicha. Tzedak, I understand. Av pidyin shvuyim upikwach nefashis, vikulum isnu bai. Now I have to be magdim. Today, the word pikuach nefashis is used to get people out of an American jail. It's not correct. It's not correct. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, it talks about different ways of saving people. It says hunger and thirst and torture and death. Then it says, b'pinyin shvuyim kulu isnu bai, which means that if there's no sakonis nefashis, but derech hateva, it's not pinyin shvuyim. For someone, lo yaleinu is a terrible thing. Somebody has to go to a jail. But someone has to go to a jail in the United States. It's not because they're fascists. It's not routine that people die in jail. It happens, but it's not routine that people die in jail. And therefore, the word pinyin shvuyim in that context is not halachically accurate. Okay, so that's something we have to judge, whether it makes sense. It's really very closely related to today's question of paying a ransom to terrorists, which just encourages them to kidnap more people. So the halacha, the Yiddish hashkafa is that ain't paying us a shvuyim, yaisim mikdei dama, which is a heart goes out. What? Unless it's because nefashis. Okay. Anyway, these are reasonable issues. I want to just deal with the primary issue of how much money you have to give pikuach nefashis. So he says, look, to me it seems you have to give everything. But he says that the Rambam says vikaret. The Rambam says not that way. So I'll tell you the issue of how much a person has to give b'shas hatzakana. The Aruch HaShulchan says this way. Nevertheless, why do we have to save someone's life? Why do we have to save someone's life? Not svara, it's exer sakasim. Like Sabin al Damar Yecha. There are numerous chiyuvim in the Torah to save a person's life. Really, the Chachma Sadam. Hamalam Einav Bekoch, the Fashis Oivar, like Sabin says Lavavcha, like Sikvas is Yadcha, like Sabin al Damar Yecha. Yeradenu beferach leinecha, ubitul mitzvasei paseh tiftach es yadcha, v'chayichimav aftal reyecha. Nice long list of mitzvahs. How much do you have to give for that? So it says, chol rega shemaacha lifte shvuyim hechadav shalagdim havekilu shevach damim. If you can be paid to shvuyim and he might die, you're a murderer. You have to give a chaymish. Chachma Zadim says that way. What's going on? Why do you have to give a chaymish? The answer is that on a mitzvah that's b'kum v'asei, on a mitzvah sasei, a person is only chayiv levaz v'schaymish v'nechasov. You're not mechuyiv to spend more than a chaymish of your nechasim on a mitzvah sasei. So therefore, and a lav that the kiyum is b'kum v'asei, that the Chavisya says that in any mitzvah that you're mekayim, any aveira that's b'sheva al tasa, you only mechuyev to spend at chaymish v'lechasav. There was a shach in Kuf Nun Zayin, Kuf Nun Vav. He had the shayla, if they're going to kill somebody, and if they're going to kill Reuven, and Shimon could save his life by giving up an aver. Give me up in the Radvaz says such a thing. They were going to kill the Jew, and they came to beg the Sultan, whoever it was. Sultan said, "I'll tell you what: if you let me cut off your ear, I'll spare the Jew's life. Let me cut off your ear, I'll spare the Jew's life." So, assuming he trusted for such a deal, is it mutter? So, Radvaz says the following: He says, first of all, cutting off an ear today is pukach nefashis anyway, and certainly in his day. We're talking in the 1500s. So it's pekuach nefashis. So that's besides the point. So Louis Yitzhak wouldn't be pekuach nefashis. So he says, you're not mechuyev to give up an aver. He says, if you do it, so he's a tzaddik. But you're not mechuyev to give up an aver for pekuach nefashis. And the shach passes that way. They're not mechuyev to give up an aver for pekuach nefashis. Why not? Pekuach nefashis. Ein l'chadar v'ayim ibn l'chafashis. Kilu shayfach damim. The answer is, they only have to give up chaymish v'nechasav. A person will pay chaybish minachasav not lay alone, not to get his ear cut off. So you're only mechuyev to give out chaybish minachasav. And that's all. Because we are obligated by the Torah to be mekayim mitzvahs. And we follow the rules of the Torah. Whatever the rules of the Torah are. I can tell you, if he brings himself lidei anias, he'll end up being a kaifer b'yikar, he'll end up, I can tell you all kinds of svaras. But that's not true. The reason is because we have rules in the Torah, and we follow those rules. No, the Radvaz says, something like tzaddik yaymolai. If he does it, he's a tzaddik. Although he says, if it's because the fash is for you, he says it's awesome. But assuming it's safe, he says it's a tzidkis to do it. But he's not mechuyev to do it. The same thing would apply for organ donation if you would pay chaimish minachasav not to give the organ. I think that's the understanding of the shach. It would be the same. I think it would be the same thing. I know somebody who asked Rabbi Yashav the shaila if he should go. Somebody in the shul, you know, you give blood and then you get then you have to go for further testing. They tell you don't come for further testing unless you're committed to give the organ. So yes, Rabbi Yashav. Yashav said you're not mechuyev, but if you do it, it's a tzidkis to do it, but you're not mechuyev. So the chayyim that goes with that,
so
with that.
Chayyim about giving a kidney, why? So they that two kidneys. So I'm told that's why.
Okay, that doesn't even pass in Allah. A person has two kidneys, so one he can give away, one he keep for himself. I understand. That doesn't mean you're mechuyev to give it away. It means it's a dava, it's a b'ches. What? You have two ears, so yeah, okay. Okay. Anyway, this is the end of Simurashim Aleph. We get together one more Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, before we take our summer vacation.